We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mark Canha, Oakland A's outfielder, joining us right now. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, here's how I'm going to start. I know you saw the play. Well, that was a catch. Don't you think? Well, that was a catch, right?
Yeah, I guess, whatever you say.
I got to believe that you didn't see it in real time, correct?
I saw him catch, I saw the ball go into his glove. I think I was past first base when the ball went into his glove, and, I kind of looked up, and I was actually taking my helmet off in disgust and disbelief and getting ready to slam it on the ground. And I just saw the ball, right? I was about to look away from it. I just saw the ball on the ground. I didn't really see how it got there or what happened, but I was just like, all right, let's run and make this look good. And the umpire was saying down, the ball's down. So kept running.
Cool.
And that's, really the only thing you can do. And what do you think about this new era of baseball with instant replay where more calls are reviewed? It feels like more calls are gotten correct, yet the human element of, like, the manager arguing and kicking dirt on the ump and the passion of that is kind of lost. Where are you on this new era of reviewable baseball?
I like it. We get more calls right now. I believe that. It's nothing to believe in. It's probably just fact, right? Like, we get more calls right than we did before. And then sometimes we get them wrong because the camera angle doesn't show it on or it's the place too close to tell what happened. And I'm fine with that. If we're getting more calls right because of it, I'm on board. It's just, it kind of sucks. The umpire, the human element is still very much there because the call on the field, I feel, has a lot to do with how the call is going to go. It's hard to kind of reverse it because you have to have that clear cut evidence, and everybody kind of translates that a different way. I'm a fan of it, and if it, sometimes it doesn't go your way, but still, it feels like we get a lot more calls right.
Mark, I'm an old school baseball fan, and we were just having a discussion about this doctrine of the baseball story. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to get your mm-hmm. thoughts, because I was telling the guys, I feel like it's not getting enough run. And this is what you do for a living. Every day you're in that batter's box trying to get on base. Can you share with us, if you can, your thoughts on this story and what you're seeing out there on a daily basis in regard to trying to put a baseball in play?
The ball's moving a little bit more. It's moving. It's kind of every breaking balls and sliders and curveballs just have that much more bite, it seems like, depending on who you're facing and stuff. But it just makes hitting a little more challenging. It's something we have to kind of figure out how to compete against, and it makes it a little tougher. It's a new challenge. And, I'm kind of having fun actually trying to figure out how to hit in this new era. So
Is that fair to the hit? Not to cut you off, Mark. Is that fair?
Who am I to say? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not a pitcher. I don't know what it's like. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, the one thing about this, Mark, and we're talking to Mark Hanna, outfielder for the Oakland A's. You know, the one thing that hits me is after you hear the story on the surface, I would have assumed hitters would have kind of been furious or upset at this, but it doesn't seem to be big news among the players. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's like big news. I mean, we've known this is going on for, I don't know, at least a couple years. I was just doing an interview with Major League with MLB Network earlier today, and I said that, like, when I first broke into the big leagues, nobody was really talking about spin rate or putting different substances on the balls. It just really wasn't talked about until, and I don't know when it really started being talked about, but clearly it's trendy now and it's what we're talking about. So, yeah, I mean, it's a new thing and you know, at the end of the day, I have no control over it and I have to put up numbers to make a living. So, I have no control over it. I just have to go out there and do the best I can and live with the results. So the way I look at it is I still got to beat these guys, whether they're doing it or not doing it. I have to be better than them at the end of the day. So I have to do the best I can, and I try not to think about it or let it bother me too much, honestly.
It's a results-based business, and 2-for-4 yesterday with 2 ribbies leading off for Oakland, having a great year and in first place. Baseball seems to be different now than it was 3 to 5 years ago in terms of the, quote, unwritten rules, especially with more players pimping home runs, and you had Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers putting the sword in the sheath after a big out. What do you think about the demonstrative nature of modern MLB?
I love it. I think that Trevor Bauer's entertaining, and at the end of the day, we're entertainers. And if you know, I know we were just talking about old school brand of baseball and whatever, and I think that the modern baseball fan is wants excitement and they want the pageantry of it all. I honestly think the more that baseball starts to look like the WWE, the better it is for the game. And I know that might be like a weird thing to say and like an out of like a crazy thing to say, but the closer we get to getting young people interested in the game and having it be fun for everyone, I'm all for it. I want people to be interested and as nerdy about baseball as I can. I don't believe that that's like the purest form of the sport or whatever, and I love the purest form of the sport, and I love the analytics, and I love everything there is about baseball. I'm obsessed with the game, and it's a passion for me. But, you know, we have to keep people interested and, you know, I'm a person that likes to celebrate on the field and bat flip and pimp homers too. It's fun. So I want to be able to have fun and not feel like I'm being ostracized for being myself on the baseball field. And I think that's what people want to see, is people just the athletes being themselves and showing their colors.
Good stuff. Mark, talk to us about last year. Obviously, we know with the pandemic, there were no fans, but now they're back. How has that been for you to, you know, perform in front of fans and almost of, you know, full stadium, full capacity?
Yeah, it's fun. It's invigorating, really. It's kind of, it's been a while. You almost forgot what it was like. And I think sometimes I feel like the fans forgot what it was like too. When I'm out in the outfield, there's been a lot of, on the road in particular, you go into some of these stadiums and the heckling has become a little elevated, I'll say. It's a little extra this year. I think people have been missing for a year, and they sometimes forget how to act in public, and they say some out-of-bounds things from time to time. And I'm like, whoa, this is a little different this year. They're really excited to be back.
Hey, before I let you go, Mark, I got to ask you, with the pandemic hopefully getting better, are you starting to get out to eat a little more? And if so, give us a couple great recommendations in the Bay Area where to eat. We know you're a foodie.
Oh, okay. I haven't been out in the Bay Area very much. Last night I went to Drake's dealership in Oakland for the first time. That was my first time out in the Bay Area in over a year. So,
little flyaway Pilsner.
I gotta promote Drake's because it's always a fun hangout.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I mean, gosh, there's so many restaurants I like to go to. Millennium in Oakland is a vegan restaurant that I'm obsessed with. It's one of my favorites. I love Alice Waters' spot in Berkeley. Chez Panisse in Berkeley is one of my favorites in the whole Bay Area.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of places in San Francisco I like. I mean, there's so many good ones. I feel like if I start naming them, I could go on for half an hour.
You like the Flyaway Pilsner at Drake's? Or are you an IPA guy?
I'm not an IPA guy. I think I had a Hefeweizen last night. I'm not a big beer guy, but I do enjoy a pop from time to time, and it's a good hang. It's always a fun. Nice. I was there with some buddies last night. It's always a great time.
Yeah. Place next door called Calavera. Try the Mezcalarita. Mezcal. It's fantastic there.
Yeah.
Also, Alley and Vine in Alameda. Just went there. One Michelin star at Alley and Vine. Yeah, Mark gives and we give back. It's a nice little out-of-the-way place with just incredible presentation on the plate.
Nice. Good to know that there's a Michelin star spot in Alameda.
Yeah, right there on Park, past Linguini's, on the left.
Yeah, well, Mark is a Bay Area guy. He's from San Jose, went to Cal. So he's really familiar with the Bay Area. And by the way, not for anything, but Dan Dibley and myself have kids who went to Cal. So we know you're a smart guy.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, I didn't get into Cal on my academic merit, but I certainly benefited from going there. Yeah,
that scoreboard, as we like to say, Mark. It doesn't matter how you got there; you got there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend against the Royals, and I'd love to have you back when you get a chance, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.